In Ephesians 2:10, it says you are God's handiwork, that you were created in Christ Jesus for good works. Do you get that? You weren't just created to live. You weren't just created to survive. You were created to thrive. That you would come and you would have life in abundance, John 10:10. That's why he created you. That the reason that you're sitting there right now is that he has a plan for you, Jeremiah 29. That plan for you began when you were conceived, when you were thought of and then physically conceived, Jeremiah 1. And that even when you're not thinking about God, God is thinking about you, Isaiah 49. And he's working for your salvation even when you're not. That even when you're not praying, he's praying for you. Even when you're not praying, the saints are praying for you. And that God literally cares more about your salvation than you do and than I do. The goal of your faith, 1 Peter 1:9, the goal of your faith is salvation, yours and everyone's. That's why you're here. Salvation, yours and everyone's. So not just yours. That means that the goal of your faith is not to send you home where you have all the answers and everyone's looking at you and they're hailing you and you come in and they lay down palm fronds and you roll in and people are chanting your name. Because if you remember the scriptures, that triumphant entry home did not end so well at the end of the week. Then God's mind and heart, the role of you being here is to make you come face to face with this reality. He created you to be a saint. Not to be good, not even to be better, to be everything that he designed you to be. And the only way to do that is by the power of the Holy Spirit. You see, by virtue of your baptism, you already have the power that you feel you lack. And by virtue of your confirmation, most of you are confirmed, you already have the power of God that you feel you lack. So most of the time what happens is you want to live your faith. Maybe you want to live as a saint and push comes to shove and you're right there at that moment and someone gets in your face and you have a decision. Or you're walking into a situation and temptation goes this way and holiness goes that way and you take the path of temptation. Or you're standing at the fork of the road and you don't know what to do. And you start praying, God, I really need this. God, I really need that. And the reality is God would be saying back to you, I already gave it to you. I gave you the power to say no. I gave you the power and stand to speak truth. I gave you the power to do all these things. All you have to do is unleash it. You have the power you need, but you have to be willing to unleash it. The decision ultimately is still going to be yours. It says in 1 Corinthians, when you were a kid, I talked to you like a kid. I treated you like a kid. You better believe I'm not going to sit with my three little girls. I'm not going to look them in the eyes and go, you're a saint. Act like it. You kidding me? But you're not a kid. You're not a kid. You want to be treated like an adult? Constantly telling your parents, other people, why can't you treat me like an adult? It's so awesome that in our culture, we're in such a hurry to grow up in every way and be treated like an adult and respected like an adult in every way. But in our faith, a lot of the times, if someone holds us accountable or calls us to it, we run the other way. Do you know what Pope Benedict said? He says a lot of stuff. He's really smart. You are not designed for comfort. You were designed for greatness. And do you know what inhibits your greatness and my greatness, my brothers and my sisters, besides our sin, our fear? We want to be comfortable. We want to be comfortable. That's the reason we came back in this room. Most of us went right back to our group and sat right with our friends because they're the ones we know. And there's a comfort zone there. And that's the reason the natural inclination when we go from this room to the cafeteria will be to go into the cafeteria, you have your food, and you look around, and there's a split second where your heart goes, where's my group? Especially if they're not wearing my shirt. Oh, no. And the natural inclination out of comfort is to find someone else from my group so that I can be comfortable. My brothers and my sisters, leaders are not called to be comfortable. That if you're going to be a leader, you have to wrap your head around this. This is something my wife taught me a long time ago, and I really believe it to be true. Get comfortable with being uncomfortable. That's Christianity. That's the gospel. That's Catholicism. That's leadership. For those of you in the room that are chaperones and core members and parents, that's parenthood. That's the sacraments. That's marriage. That's holy orders. That's what it is. Get comfortable with being uncomfortable. Christ didn't call you to comfort. He called you to greatness.